Hi guys, Miss Cynthia here, and thanks so much for joining me today on Listen and Learn with Me podcast. I am so glad to have you here today. If you are a new listener, thank you so much for tuning in. I am so glad that you found us, and I hope that you have an opportunity to go back and listen to some of the previous episodes that we have posted on our podcast. They are very fun, they are very informational, and I am certain that you will learn a lot from them, and I am certain that you will enjoy them. If you are a regular listener, thank you for tuning in again. I truly appreciate you coming in again on another week, listening for these 10, 15 minutes, and just really enjoying the content that I post for you all each week. So thank you so much for listening. And as I always say, parents, thank you so much for having your children tune in. So, today we are going to be carrying on. This is going to be our, I'm checking my calendar right now because I want to make sure that I am saying the right thing. Let me check July. Okay, so we have one more Schools Out Summer Fun session. So we have been doing, for the new listeners, I'll fill you all in. We have been doing a Summer Fun Schools Out for the Summer series. And we've just been talking about a series of fun topics. And we've been doing that over the course of this entire summer. So today is, for me, it's Friday, February. Are you kidding me? It is July 23rd, and we have one more summer fun series, and that is going to be for July 30th, next Friday, July 30th, 2021. So, in addition to today's episode, we have one more episode in our Summer Fun series. And again, that's next week, July 30th. So we are going to start transitioning the content into school-related content because I want you all to be as prepared as possible for next school year, okay? And we're going to talk about a lot of things in next week's episode. So I am going to be sure to formulate the content in a space where it is for you to learn and you to grow and for you to prepare yourself for what's to come for this 2021-2022 school year. And I just have to say that I'm so proud of each and every one of you. If I know you, I'm proud of you. If I haven't met you yet, and you are just a listener to our podcast, I am proud of you as well. Whether you are in my state or in other spaces or states in this world, I truly appreciate you listening, and I am so proud of you. So I wanted to talk to you all today about a very important topic that I really enjoy, and it is about motivation. So today's title of this topic and series is staying motivated, okay? Staying motivated, that means staying upbeat, staying interested in what it is that you are doing in your everyday life. I always like to say staying focused in all that you do, but it's really about just staying in a good space of interest in what it is that you have going on in your everyday life, whether it is school, whether it is church activities, whether it is home life, whether it is a project you are working on. I want you all to continue to stay motivated or stay interested in that. And so we're going to talk about a few things surrounding this topic of staying motivated, okay? So I just want you all to know that you are great. You are awesome. And you are especially amazing. And I am so proud. Like I said earlier, I'm so proud of each one of you for enduring everything that we've all had to experience with this crazy pandemic that we've been going through this past year and a half. But I really want to say that I'm very proud of you for just being the amazing kids that you are, being as great as you are, and being as awesome as you are, because that is so helpful to your teachers, to your siblings, to your cousins, to your parents especially, to your therapist if you have a therapist. And it's totally fine to have a therapist. That's one of the coolest things that you can have, okay? But just know that you are amazing. And also know that sometimes you have bad days. And guess what? That's okay. Every day is not going to be great, okay? Or every situation throughout a day is not going to be great, but it's important and it is up to you to do your best to keep that positive attitude and make each and every one of your days great. I want you to have a goal, to strive to make your days great, and it makes you feel good, okay? So be motivated in doing just that. There's another thing that I want you to know is that sometimes you might lose friends, and it's okay. That is also okay, okay? So if you happen to lose a friend that you might have been very close to for 1 month or 2 years or 5 years or even 10 years or more, I want you to stay motivated and understand that it's okay to lose that friend. Sometimes things might happen. If you feel that you want to make amends with a friend, talk to your parents and see if they can coach you through that. But know that you're amazing, so you can definitely make other friends, okay? And that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine. But know that you are loved. Know that you are loved by someone special, someone that is really close to you, and someone that has your best interest in mind. Okay? Know that you are always in someone's heart, no matter what. Okay? And that can be a best friend, that can be a close parent, that can be an aunt, an uncle, anybody that's surrounded by you or your family, that can be that person, whether it's a teacher or a therapist as well, you know. Know that you are loved by someone, okay? So you always want to stay motivated in making yourself the best that you can be each and every day. So, you know, I always give tips. If you're a regular listener, you know I always give tips on our topic. And so I do want to give tips on our topic of staying motivated, okay? If you are a new listener, feel free to write these tips down. You can pause this recording. You can pause this episode and take a listen to it as slowly as you like and take notes on it, okay? But I just want to give you a few tips on staying motivated, okay? So grab your pen and paper or your iPad or whatever it is that you take your notes down on, and let's get to it. So what can you do to stay motivated? First off, I think it's important to talk it out with a parent. If you are not sure how to stay motivated, and if you are not sure how to come up with cool tips or ideas to stay motivated, get some encouragement from your parents, okay? Talk to them. Let them know, hey mom, hey dad, hey bonus mom, hey bonus dad, I don't feel as motivated than I could or should, so I need a little bit of help with that. I actually am not quite sure what motivation even means. And so I need a little bit of help with that too. And what that does, guys, is that opens you all up to some very valuable conversations with your parents or with your bonus parents. And that is okay. So feel free to talk it out with them. Okay? Spend time with your loved ones. I love this because we all give off a different type of energy. And we all want our energy and our vibe and our personality to be positive, okay? Sometimes people can get off negative energy and we don't really like that. So we kind of want to stay away from those people. If you have a friend in your school or in your playground or in your classroom who might be giving off energy that is negative or not so great, you may want to find you some other friends and hope that they can come around to making the best choices. Those peers of yours that might be making negative choices or have negative energy. So I'm saying all this to say that I want you to spend more time with your loved ones. Spend time with those who care about you. Spend time with those who think you are great and know you are great and know that you are awesome and know that you are amazing. Spend time with them, okay? And that'll make you feel greater, and that will also make you feel motivated to move forward in whatever it is that you need to do, whether it is completing a homework assignment, whether it is being motivated to complete daily household chores, whatever it is, I want you to be focused, and I want you to reach out to your loved ones to guide you along the way, okay? Do things that make you feel not just good, but amazing. Bah, bah, bah. That's that air horn for you guys. So do things, you all. Do things that make you feel not just good, but amazing. Because like I said before, you are an amazing kiddo. Okay? You are an amazing teenager. You are an amazing young adult. Parents, you are amazing adults, okay? So feel free to do something that makes you feel amazing inside, okay? Whether it's dancing, singing, relaxing, whatever it is, whatever your hobby is, just go out and do it. Get that motivation, okay? Go out and say, hey, I'm going to make this hobby greater. Instead of doing, I don't know, 2 cartwheels, I'm going to practice doing 4 cartwheels or 5 cartwheels. Or instead of playing on your violin, say, not only am I going to play on my violin, but I'm going to play on my violin longer than what I would play on a normal day. All right? So be sure that you're doing those things, all right? And the most important thing of all of this when it comes to motivation and encouragement to you all, I just want you to know that you are wanted, okay? You are definitely wanted. But know that most importantly, you are needed, all right? You are needed in your everyday life. Someone needs you. So keep that self-esteem high. Keep yourself motivated. Keep yourself focused. Understand that you are wanted. Understand and know that you are loved. And understand and know that you are needed. And you can do whatever it is that you want to do, okay? So I just wanted to let you all know that. I'm so thankful that you all have listened today. Parents, thank you for having your kiddos join, just as I say every single week. I truly appreciate you all. Continue to encourage your kiddos and let them know to stay motivated in everything that they do. Continue to build in and feed these positive words to them because it's helpful for them. It gives them energy. It keeps them energized. It keeps them focused, okay? So do that. And parents, know that you are great as well, all right? You are rocking it being a parent. This is not an easy task. You know, many of us make it easy, but it can be quite challenging for some of us. And so know that you are absolutely amazing and I want you to stay motivated as well. If you need to reach me, you know where you can find me. The website is listenandlearnllc.com. My email address is listenandlearnllc@gmail.com. You can connect with us on social media. The Facebook business page is Listen and Learn LLC Kennesaw GA. Always feel free to listen wherever you listen to your podcast episodes. You can reach out to us and find us on Anchor.fm, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, Amazon Alexa, wherever you listen to your podcast, whatever outlet it is, we are there, okay? My business phone number to the Listen and Learn LLC Kennesaw GA office is 678-919-2117. And very exciting news, we are expanding this amazing Listen and Learn social skills program to Missouri, to the wonderful state of Missouri. So I will be sharing with you the information on our business office there next week. But we will be in the Kansas City, Zona Rosa area. And I am so excited. I am thrilled to connect with your kiddos. If you are in that area, are you local to that area? I am thrilled to connect with you all there. And I am so happy and so fortunate to expand this outstanding social skills program to your area. It is something that is much needed, and I am so thankful that I am able to spread it and expand it to that area. So stay tuned for that information or contact information for the state of Missouri in Kansas City, Zona Rosa. As I always say, until we meet again, let's boost our social skills. Bye for now.